Blog Talk Radio. Inspiring growth now with intensity and transparent energy. If you're tuned in, this means you're now ready to make the shift from ordinary to absolutely amazing. Welcome to Ignite Your Life with Toy Parker, a show where you will always get the sparks you need to ignite your life and live the epic life now that you deserve today.
No words can tell it all, my love is from the heart. Each tear I cry, why my eye, why are we so far? I wanna be next to you,
next to you.
So let my letter day, always feel and pray, longing for more and more, so much things to say. I wanna be next to you,
next to you.
Can't go on without.
Put it on. At about 16, I thought that I could do it on my own. Never committed, cause I really thought that I was grown. Every time I was in trouble, I had to pick up the phone. Nevertheless, you always answered on my call. Even though you knew that I was always set up for a fall. You always bailed me out, really and truly never struggled. But I was dedicated to go right back to my hustle. Look at me now, bugging, I can't take it anymore. Even if I'm making 30 G's a month, I'm really bored. I'm back now, just wanna relax now. Just wanna be next to you. This is my confess to you.
No words can tell it all. My love is from the heart. Each tear I cry, why my eye? Why are we so far? I wanna be next to you,
next to you.
So let my letter say, always feel and pray, longing for more and more, so much things to say. I wanna be next to you.
There is an amazing life on the other side of all the things you procrastinate on. It's time for you to break through and experience success over procrastination and the fear of success you are living in love, life, and business today. Don't wait. Go right over right now to toyparker.com to schedule your free Ignite Your Life with Toy Parker breakthrough session today so you can live the epic life now that you deserve today.
And good morning, good evening, or good afternoon, depending on where you are around the world. Yes, I am your host, Toy Parker, and thank you so much for joining me for Ignite Your Life with Toy Parker, the one show where you will always get the sparks you need to ignite your life and live the epic life now you deserve today. Welcome again to yet another aspect of the Ignite Your Life with Toy Parker radio and television network. This is your one-stop destination for edutainment, entertainment, empowerment, and energetic sparks that you need to ignite your life so you can live that life that you deserve today in love, life, and business. So don't look for the light at the end of the tunnel. I always say choose to be the light in the tunnel and blaze a trail to your success. My purpose tonight and in every single show is to help you do just that while giving greatness daily with blazing amazing content. During tonight's episode, we will talk about how to stay off the fence during relationship deal breakers during our love and relationship segment, The Love Factor. Our topic overall, we're going to be talking about something fun, hashtag 50 Shades of Clarity, because we no longer want to live in the gray. We want to live clear and present, so that we can make sure that we know exactly where we are in our relationships and know exactly where we're going. That is what we're going to be talking about tonight. So for those of you who are just joining us in our Facebook group, I see people posting, and thank you so much for all your support, everybody. If you are not a part of our Facebook group, be sure to put in hashtag Ignite Your Life. Look for my face, and then you'll know you're in the right place so that you can get all the different updates that are happening throughout the show, because this is a very interactive show where I'm not only talking to you through the airwaves, but I'm also doing the social networking piece as well, because what we want to do, this is a family affair. We want to make sure that you get all the sparks that you need, even through social media. So we have a lot in store for you tonight. We have our special guest that's in the green room, Deon McLaren Johnson. He is excellent. He does a lot of different things, and we're going to be talking about his latest book, and we're going to be talking about the tonight's topic as well. So we're going to get a male point of view on some things. It's going to be fun. I'm so excited. For those of you who are just joining us, thank you so much for tuning in. For those of you who are streaming live with us, thank you so much for tuning in as well. For those of you who are calling from all over around the world, thank you as well. You know me, I'm all about gratitude because the attitude of gratitude is the best defense against failure. What we're going to do, we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll have PowerPoints, and I actually have a real life, a live exercise for tonight's listeners. And for those of you who are listening to the podcast, thank you for joining us. Oh, my goodness, cannot forget about you. So I'm speaking to you right now in the future. Isn't life amazing? So I'm actually speaking to you from yesterday or the past of whenever this broadcast aired. So that's the wonderful thing about technology. I stay connected to you, and I can continue to ignite your life. What we'll do, we'll take a quick break, and we'll be right back right after this with some more blazing, amazing conversation and some wonderful PowerPoint right after this.
Where to go when all my problems seem to hit the wall? It was so hopeless, discouraged my focus. I wanted to escape and run away to a place where trouble was gone. I took back my purpose, cause it's time to refocus. I believe,
even if I feel broken,
I believe
that the doors will be open.
But I was fearless to the war. My faith made me stronger. No weapon shall prosper. Even when I had to cry, he answered all my calls. I took back my purpose, cause it's time to refocus.
I believe,
even if I feel broken,
I believe
that the doors will be open.
Still believe
when I'm lost and in pain.
I can't deal with the pressure. Hey yo, what's going on? About to pull the trigger, I feel like being gone. And now I feel the thunder rolling through the song. It's like I hear a preacher preaching to stay strong. Then I heard a voice who told me, don't even try. Don't you trust me to take you out? Now it was God. I felt it in my spirit. I didn't want to hear it, but I did. So I made a choice to act upon it. I put the gun down, dropped on my knees. I couldn't find peace. Lord, forgive me, please. Then a whisper in the air, blowing in the trees, told me that I have to still believe. It was the greatest word, I felt relieved. Worship, and I felt the breeze. For my blessings, let me sneeze. As I walk through the valley of the shadow, I have faith that I will see tomorrow.
No matter the storm,
even if I feel broken,
no matter the pain,
that the doors will be open.
I believe
when I'm lost and in pain. No one to
I'm by your side.
And that was the first song that you heard. We are back. That was Melissa LeGuerre and her husband Prosper of GPM with I Believe, and followed by a wonderful cover by another one of our Ignite Your Life with Toy Parker Radio and Television Network breakthrough artists. That was Kimberly Barrett with her cover of the Michael Jackson single Baby Be Mine. A wonderful, wonderful cover, blazing, amazing talent that you will only hear right here on the Ignite Your Life with Toy Parker Radio and Television Network. I am just so excited, and here's the reason why. Usually, you know, week one we do life empowerment, week two we do health and wellness and physical wellness, your physical health wellness. Week three we do love and relationships, and that's what this week is all about. Next week we'll be doing business and finance, and then whenever we do have a fifth Thursday, we actually do what's called our Fearless Living segment. And so this week we're talking about love and relationships, but I really want us to have a focus. And so I've created a series, which actually is probably going to end up turning into a book before it's all over, but it's definitely a part of my coaching series. With the Ignite Your Life with Toy Parker Breakthrough Sessions. Feel free to go to toyparker.com to schedule your breakthrough session in either love, life, or business today at your earliest convenience. And it goes actually straight to my calendar, so you have direct access to me. But with this 50 Shades of Clarity series, the reason why I created it is because really it's applicable for love, life, and business, but I wanted to start the series with the love and relationship discussion, because so often in relationships, and even before relationships begin, there is so much ambiguity. There's so much lack of focus and intention, which creates confusion. And, you know, God is not the author of confusion. So really we're dealing with a non-truth or lies, and even not saying things can still end up, you know, you can say, well, I never said anything. Well, you didn't say anything, but that doesn't mean that you told the truth about everything, because you left some really important information out that the other party needed to know before you even embarked on the journey. So tonight what I'm going to do, we're going to do a live exercise, and I'll be posting in the Ignite Your Life group as well. And I just want to say a special thank you to Kimberly Arrington of IME Radio and IME University. Everyone over there and that whole group, everybody over there, thank you so much for your continued support. And even Fear Goodbye Movement by Charlene Day. Oh, my goodness, there are so many. Darlene Brown, Che and Trevor, so many out there who support, and of course, Living Life Nia Style, my daughter. want to give her a special thank you for her support as well, as she is only 11, has already started her own business, and her platform is really taking off. So God has really blessed me with an amazing network of support, and there's so many others, Aroma Living, so many different groups out there, Women Empowering Women, oh my goodness, there's so many that are supportive, even Zenobia over in the Dare to Dream movement. I mean, everybody is just really supporting the Ignite Your Life movement, which is really more than the movement, Ignite Your Life. It, for those who do not know, Ignite stands for Inspiring Growth Now with Intensity and Transparent Energy. The Ignite Your Life is a lifestyle. So when I say Ignite Your Life with Toy Parker, you're really improving your life every single day with the sparks that I provide every single day. And then the I give a little bit of a boost with the actual shows and the webinars and the webcast, the television webcast, to help you. It's all designed and created to help you with blazing, amazing content that's sure to ignite your life. So tonight what we're going to do is a small little exercise, which is really going to be big for some of you, because a lot of times we're going through life and we really aren't clear about what we really want to do in either love, life, or business. But tonight we're going to focus on love and relationships. So what I want you to do, I want you to ask yourself, I want you to get a pen and paper, and I want you to ask yourself these questions. And then what I want you to do, I want you to write down the notes for the different PowerPoints that I'll be going over. It's going to be one PowerPoint that's really powerful, and then we'll be bringing our guests on in about 10, no more than 15 minutes. So while we have you here, in this moment, I want you to close your eyes first before you start writing, and I want you to think about where you are in your life right now, and I want you to think about the relationship that you're either in or the one that you would like to start or the one that you are maintaining or embarking upon, wherever you are, wherever you fall in the spectrum of a relationship. I want you to really take a step back. I want you to take a pause right now, and I want you to really look at where you are and decide, are you really where you are? And if that question is, if the answer to that question is no, I want to ask you some questions. I want you to write down 5 goals that are important to you in terms of where you are in your relationship with your significant other at this time. And if you're not in a relationship but you do seek to be in one, I want you to write down 5 goals as well. And here's the reason why, because you don't know where you're going until you can see it. You know, you the scripture, you know, it's a lot of stuff I say always goes back to scripture, but it just is what it is. You know, you have to write the vision and make it plain so that they that read it can run with it. Well, you need to have a vision for your relationship. And this is an exercise that I want you to do separately. And then I want you to, if you are in a relationship or even embarking upon a relationship with someone special or you're talking to someone, you know, I want you all to do the same exercise together. Write down 5 goals. Do your individual first, because this is a real live activity. So if you're with that person, go ahead and do that now. Both of you write your goals down individually for your relationship as it relates to your goals of what you feel and where you all feel you should be going in this relationship. This is going to get interesting, because first you're going to do them separately, and then you're going to come together. And you're going to trade notes and kind of see if you all are both on the same page. And I'm going to actually write down the assignment, not write down, listen to me, write down. I'm going to type the assignment in the feed during the next break. So, but in the meantime, let me repeat the assignment again. So for those of you who are in a relationship, I want both of you, you and your mate, so if you need to send them, you know, give them a call, that's fine. After the show, you know, do it at that time. But either way, whenever you do it, go ahead and do yours first now so that you can already have yours out the way. Write down 5 relationship goals that you have. And we're not even going to break down short-term, long-term, but it would be good if you did 2 short-term, 2 mid-range, and then, you know, at least 1 long-term goal. That would be great. But in general, just write down 5 goals. And then what you're going to do, you're going to be together, and you're going to look at what you all have put down, and you're going to compare. And here's the reason why. You need to know that you're on the same page. And for those of you who would like to be in a relationship, this is an exercise that you still need to do, because there are different topics that are going to come up, and you know, you need to know how you feel about certain things. So if those are your goals, you need to know what they are before you get into a relationship, so that when someone asks you, you can actually have some intelligent conversation. And again, we're going back to that 50 shades of clarity. So next exercise that you're going to do, I want you to write down what your deal breakers are in a relationship. Whether or not to have children. I'm going to give you some examples. Whether or not to have children. Prenup or no prenup. Married with a person who's been divorced or not. Some people don't really want to be with someone who's divorced with children. So you got to decide, is that a deal breaker for you? If they've been divorced and had some children, are you okay with that? Unfortunately, for some people, that's the deal breaker. Whatever your deal breakers are, there's so many, there's a myriad of examples out there. But you need to know what they are, and you need to know where you stand regarding them. And here's another reason why, because your belief system becomes thoughts, ladies and gentlemen. And those thoughts become spoken words. And those spoken words become actions. So what I'm having you to do is just kind of do a self-inventory, because a lot of times we get blindsided by different information during a relationship, and we say, well, that's not what we discussed at first. I mean, I didn't think that he felt that way. I didn't feel that she felt that way. I didn't know they really didn't want anything serious. When we were talking about serious things. You know, granted, yes, people change, but sometimes people don't notify you of those changes, and then you're the last one to get the memo, and then you're by yourself, and you're trying to figure out what happened. It was like a tornado in the Wizard of Oz or something, and you turn around, and everything's all upside down. But here's the thing. If you have those uncomfortable conversations before you get into these relationships, then you are able to have the clarity that you need to make the decision that you need to make. And I'm going to say that again. You need to have the uncomfortable conversations before you get into the relationship. And a lot of times, a lot of us, and I used to be this way, but I'm not that way anymore, back in the day, like I guess about circa 10 years ago, but I've grown since then, and I thank God for that. I used to be afraid to have the uncomfortable conversations because I was afraid that, you know, that person might not like me or might not want me or, you know, I don't know, just anything, you know, because we all want to be loved and we want to be accepted for who we are. And I'm here to express to you the importance of owning your truth. Tonight, I want you to grab 50 Shades of Clarity however you can, but it starts with you. And the more that you know what you want, what you don't want, the more you know what your deal breakers are, the more you take self-inventory of how you really feel about things, then when you go into these relationships, and even for those of you who are already in one, and if you've been hesitant about something, I want you to ignite your life and have that uncomfortable conversation. But it's not about what you say. It's about how you say it and when you say it. Some people think it's just how you say it. I don't subscribe to that. It actually is it's more than that, because communication is beyond that. It's what you say, how you say it, and when you say it. Timing is everything. So, of course, you're not going to talk about a deal-breaker boundary situation in the middle of a date when, you know, you're trying to enjoy each other's company, but you do need to schedule time out to have that that uncomfortable conversation in a way that is loving. And if that person truly loves you, then they will appreciate the fact that you're honest enough to sit them down to have that conversation, you know. And I'm really stressing that tonight, and what I'm going to do after we talk about our guest's wonderful accomplishments, he is very accomplished. His name again is Dayon McLaren Johnson. He is an author, a speaker, he's a life coach, he's a personal trainer, kind of a continuation from last week's conversation. He's an educator as well, and he's written a book about leadership principles and self-discovery and destiny. So he's, you know, what we'll be talking about will be right in alignment with the 50 Shades of Clarity, because you have to have a sense of clarity in order to accomplish those type things and to lead and to help others do the same. So I'm really excited because I'm going to give him some questions about how he feels about certain deal breakers when we come back after he tells us all about his journey and how he has to ignite his life so that he could be all that he is today. So what we're going to do, we're going to take a quick break, and I'm going to type out the assignment. I know you guys are like, oh, my gosh, she gave PowerPoints and she didn't even number them. Nope. I told you it was going to be quick, but it was very important. Those PowerPoints are very important. I will post them in the feed so that you can have them. And for those of you, I see more and more people are calling in. I'm so glad you're here for the 50 Shades of Clarity series. This is a serious series. That's why I wanted to actually give you a real assignment. This is a live assignment on the radio, on the show. So I really want you to do that. For those who are just calling in or are just you know, calling in to listen to the show, or for those of you who are just getting a chance to stream live with us, the assignment was for you to write down 5 relationship goals. If you're single, you are to do a self-evaluation and write down your 5 relationship goals, and you write down 5 deal breakers. And if you're in a relationship, you still are to do them individually, and then you are to come together to see if you're on the same page with both sets of assignments. So your goals and then your deal breakers, your 5 deal breakers, your 5 goals. Down, go through them together, talk about them. You know, don't be afraid. That conversation is going to help you get the clarity you need about where you are, where you're going, or if you need to continue to go in that direction. Now, if you're married, I'm going to encourage you to stay married and work that on out. If you're engaged, hey, you're headed in that direction, that's going to be kind of up to you guys to decide whether the deal breakers are something that, you know, you didn't really know about, whether it's something that you really want to continue forward with. But it's better that you know now while you're engaged than to be married and have already made that eternal commitment and then have to try to backtrack, because there's no turning back from that. Once you make that commitment, you need to stay on that journey. So I want to encourage you to do that. And get counseling as well. So, and my disclaimer is that the information that I do share and the coaching that I do share is not to replace your therapy if you're in therapy. It is not to replace your counseling if you're in counseling. This is supplemental information and supplemental PowerPoints to help you ignite your life so you can live the epic life now that you deserve today. So while we're in the break, what I will do, I will actually post some information out there, and while we are in the break, you will be listening to our VIP Platinum sponsor and Ignite Your Life with Toy Parker Breakthrough Artist, Jason Peel, who usually joins me live for the show, and he'll be definitely joining me again next month. But right now, we're going to play some of his music. It's called Bad Men, Good Guys, followed by another track that'll be a surprise for you right after this.
Could he ever let good thing get away? Suddenly leave you all alone to live your life afraid. I've been there a time or two, and I feel your pain. But he acted on his own behalf, all men are not to blame. Bad men get bad names too good.
cried a silent tear each night. Never had the strength to fight. Pain I felt so deep inside. How do I regain my pride? Who to trust? I'm crying out. Stuck in sorrow, blame myself. Building back the damage done. It's not over till I won. It's not over. I'm holding on till the end. If I stumble, I'll rise again and again. It's not over. I'm holding on till the end. I cried a silent tear each night. Never had the strength to fight. Pain I felt so deep inside. How do I regain my pride? Who to trust? I'm crying out. Stuck in sorrow, blame myself. Building back the damage. It's not over till I won. It's not over. I'm holding on till the end. If I stumble, I'll rise again and again. It's not over. I'm holding on till the end. It's not over. I'm holding on till the end. If I stumble.
Back. That was It's Not Over by Ignite Your Life with Toy Parker, Breakthrough Artist, Prosper, and GPM. And before that, that was Jason Teal with Bad Guys. Awesome, awesome, blazing, amazing music heard only here on the Ignite Your Life with Toy Parker Radio and Television Network. And we are back, and I am excited. I'm hoping I actually did post tonight's assignment in the Ignite Your Life group. Again, if you are not a part of the group, be sure to join us so that you can get caught up on all the blazing, amazing content that I'm going over tonight. The 50 Shades of Clarity series exercise has now been posted. So that is your homework for tonight. And what we're going to do, be sure to feel free to post your comments. post your findings, or, you know, just be sure to share over the course between now and next month. We're going, you know, this 50 Shades of Clarity series is going to be, we're going to do a part two next month, and we're actually going to talk about some of these for some people who may have actually completed the assignment and actually did the part B of the assignment. We're going to actually talk about this next month. So I'm really excited to see the findings and how everybody kind of fared with the assignment, and do it really realistically for yourself. You know, this is not just something, if you don't want to share it with the world, that's fine, but do share it with the one that you love, and do share it, study it, you know, study yourself, because you can't love anyone more than you love yourself. So anyway, as it were, you know, I have my wonderful guest in the studio. I'm going to do a mic check. I like to have a little fun with it. Mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2. Mic check, I'm doing great. How about you? Dayan, are you there?
Mic check, I'm in the house.
I love it, I love it. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing very well, Toy. How are you?
I am doing well. Have you enjoyed the show so far?
I am really enjoying 50 Shades of Clarity. I had no idea it could go like that, but this is an awesome show.
I'm always full of surprises. I'm so glad that you are enjoying it so far. And I'm so happy that you made it here with us. I'm so happy
you
made it here with us.
Thank you so much for having me on. Thank you so much for having me on.
Oh, you are welcome. So what I'd love for you to do, I mean, I do things differently. I believe, you know, I don't believe in the, people say think outside the box. There is no box as far as I'm concerned. So there's no box and no limits. So I'm always being innovative in the way I do things. So I do not read from a bio. So, but what I do want is for you to share your journey. I did tell the audience, as you heard, you know, about the many different things that you've done, but I'm more interested in your story and your journey as to how you became who you are. So what was a time where you had to ignite your life so that you could be all that you are today?
Toy, I had graduated from undergraduate, and I was working in accounting. My undergraduate degree is in accounting.
Mm-hmm.
And for 3 years, Toy, I worked in accounting, and I just could not feel it. And even though I had done 4 years of schooling, when I got out, or even before I completed the schooling, I knew that accounting was not my lot in life. And I tried to fix it. I tried to work in it for 3 years. And then after 3 years, I quit my job, and I went back to school. And that sort of kind of gives you an idea of how I stepped into really where I am now. I moved from a business degree to really more of a pastoral leadership degree, and that's my master's degree is in practical theology. And I did that so I could have a greater influence on people that I believe God had called me to reach and God had called me to touch. So that sort of gives you an idea of a little bit of how I got to the place where I am now.
Awesome. Awesome. And during that journey, once you realized that what your true passion was, what advice do you have for people out there who are in that situation? There are a lot of people who are kind of what they would consider stuck in that 9-to-5, you know, and they're busy paying bills, and, you know, life is just really happening. What advice would you give to them to ignite their life and get the clarity that they need on who they really are and what their passion is?
Toy, that's a great, great question. I think, you know, very often we do get caught up in paying the bills, and that really becomes a real constraint for us. However, even amidst that constraint of having to pay bills or having to, you know, stay connected to a job, on the low, I would recommend doing something on a daily basis that pushes you toward the achievement of that goal or that that new you or that that venture that you have in your heart or you've been dreaming about and you've been, you know, wanting to do this for quite some time. I think on a daily basis, you have to really push yourself to move towards your goals. One of the things that I post on my Twitter account often is, what did I do today to move me closer to the achievement of my goals? So, Toy, that's what I would just recommend for those people that, you know, are looking out the window and just looking at the grass, and it might be green on the other side, but to begin moving toward that destiny and that purpose every day.
I absolutely love that, and it's so amazing because I always tell our audience that, you know, the grass is greener where you water it. You know, people always say that, you know, the grass is greener on the other side, but hey, check this out. The grass is greener where you water it. So if you're fertilizing your lawn and you're sowing those seeds, then you're going to reap the beauty that the flowers can bring. You're going to have the aroma of success because you are making it happen. And you can do it. And I love the fact that you said, what are you doing like each day towards that goal? Because you can do that. You can. And that's why I always do what I call today's sparks, because those are different sparks that you can apply to your life every single day to ignite your life. And I'm so excited to have you. And I love the fact that you have that as your core philosophy. I think it's wonderful. Let's scoot over into the area, and I would love to have a male opinion, because I was giving some good scenarios in terms of, you know, having clarity in relationships, because as a life coach, I'm sure you deal with all types of scenarios and situations. What advice do you have for women who continue to feel as though they, you know, they think they go in with the clarity, they know what they want, but for some reason they keep missing the signs and they end up in the same, they kind of like a not a downward spiral, but just, I would say, a hamster wheel of sorts, because they keep running into the same situation and they're like spinning their wheels and they can't get out of that.
Well, that's a good question. You know, I was thinking when you were talking, Toy, do you remember those cartoons back when, well, I'm probably older than you, but when I was growing up, we had these cartoons and it was Wile E. Coyote and the Roadrunner. And
yes, I do remember.
Toy, you know you don't remember that.
A little bit.
But the animation was so funny, Toy. It was so funny because, you know, the Wile E. Coyote would be chasing the Roadrunner, and it would seem like every 20 seconds they would run past the same cactus. And
right?
It was funny. It was funny because you would think, didn't he just pass that cactus like 5 seconds ago? And you know, I think about our relationships, and very often we end up in the same scenario. We end up, you know, hooking up with the same, whether it's Ray Ray or Pookie or whoever it is, and we thought that, you know, the last relationship that we had, you know, were able to get rid of Ray Ray or Pookie, and then we find ourselves in that same situation. And I would just recommend to the sisters is just slow your roll, take your time, make no commitments with Ray Ray or Pookie. Make sure that you know what this brother's bringing to the table. You want to give him, you know, you want this guy filling out, I'm being a little sarcastic, but you want him filling out applications,
good.
You want references,
yes.
You want background
yes.
checks, you want all of this, because once you get all that up front, then you can know, okay, this is another Ray Ray, this is another Pookie, this is another one, and I don't want to be running past this cactus again. So I would say, you know, the clarity is so important. I really appreciate, Toy, what you shared about getting everything out, open, honest, line of communication, and sharing where you are. And I think that prevents us from falling into the same cycle that we may have been in the past.
Mm-hmm. I agree wholeheartedly. And even on the converse side of that, what advice do you have for the men out there? Because I have about a 60-40 split, women-men. So the wonderful thing about it is I get a chance to really share with both parties. So the one thing the guys will always say, Toy does not take up for anybody. Like, if I'm going to step on toes, I'm stepping on everybody's toes. I do not discriminate, you know. So just as much as the ladies need to kind of slow that roll, I love what you said about that, because sometimes we don't mean to, but we're such planners that in our minds we're so far away from where we are. And I talk about how to live love daily, and that love stands for living our vision every day based on the book that I wrote. And
wow.
In it, I talk about how you need to be in the present moment. Because, see, some women are so far ahead that they can't even enjoy what's in front of them right now. And, see, what they don't realize is each present moment actually builds into the future. But you can't get
right.
over there
right.
until you deal with what's here and what's right now, and how is he treating you today, and how do you feel about the way you're being treated today. Yes, you believe in his potential, and that is wonderful. That is beautiful, awesome faith. I get it. But also, faith now is the substance of things hoped for. It's a now faith. So it's not a future faith.
Yeah.
It's a now faith.
Yeah.
It's a now faith. And so you have to really go inward and soar and decide and really just be contingent on, even within your faith, you have to use wisdom. And that's
right.
where that day-by-day
right.
process. So I'm so happy that you shared that for the ladies. So for the men,
right.
aside from the general, you know, we all know, yes, you need to be, the guys need to be honest. The guys need to, you know, have good intentions and be upfront and honest. We get all that. What
right.
else can we tell the men out there in this 50 Shades of Clarity series about how to be clear on what they are trying to do in terms of a relationship?
I think, like you stated, men, we need to articulate, you know, where we're headed, what our expectations are. I think that's important. And, you know, I said that the women need to slow their roll. I think men, as brothers, we have an idea of what we're looking for in a relationship. And very often men, we will focus on the physical. But I think my advice would be for the brothers to take that one step further, to not only, you know, to really move past the physical and find out, is this sister, this one that I'm talking to right now, is she in my corner? Is she my biggest fan? Is she my cheerleader? Is she going to support me when I'm doing well financially? Is she going to support me if I'm going through a transition? Is she going to stick by my side? Is she overly focused on materialism, or is she focused on what's going on inside of me? You know, we always look at, you know, these football games, and I think it's really interesting because you got the brother that's on the field playing football, and you got the sisters on the side, and they're doing the cheerleading. And, you know, even though that's a, you know, it can be a pretty funny picture, I think there's a lot of realism to that, in that, you know, men need cheerleaders and women that are going to say, hey, bro, you can do it. You can make it. And to cheer. And so if you're dating a sister and she's not encouraging you, she's not, you know, and just giving you just 100% support and saying, you know, you can do it and you can make it, that would be a deal breaker for me, would be a flag that would go up. So I would just encourage the brothers to make sure that they look beyond the physical and to find out, okay, is this sister going to support me? Is she going to be my biggest fan when the chips are down?
Absolutely. That's wonderful. What would you consider to be some – well, first let me ask you, if you don't mind me asking, are you married? Because I don't want to ask a question that's outside of the parameters of what you need to be answering. Are you married, single,
mm-hmm.
engaged?
Mm-hmm. I'm single.
Oh, which one? Single? Okay.
I'm single.
So what – okay, just wanted to get, you know, find out first. Okay. So what are your deal breakers? Like, what are things, because, you know, women, a lot of women think they know what men, but do you, women, I'm here to tell you, ladies, you're not a man. I know we do this whole think like a man, act like a lady, all this other jazz, but guess what? Your DNA is such that you have estrogen. It might be a little bit of testosterone, okay, scientifically, yeah, I get that, but you're still a woman, and you cannot think like a man. You can have skill sets that are just amazing, but that doesn't make you think like a man. That just means you're a good business person. Hate to break it to you. I'm trying to ignite your life out there. Am I right or am I wrong or am I right?
You're right. You're right.
So what are your deal breakers? I need it so we can have a male's perspective of deal breakers.
Okay. I do have kids. I'm single. I have kids. Just for clarity, I'm divorced. I've been divorced for about 6 years. I've been divorced. So I do have kids. And
okay.
One deal breaker for me is she going to love my kids? And that's tough. That, you know, that's not easy, but that is a deal breaker for me. Another deal breaker that I would have is I really would like to see how we interact in public and if she is secure in the way she carries herself. That's a deal breaker for me. I guess I'm trying to think if I need to go into greater detail on that.
You can. You're good. You can. Because some women are sitting there like, so what you mean by that? Yeah, let's go ahead and help them out.
You know, I am very complimentary of my woman. I will tell her she looks good. I will flatter her, and I don't have any problem with being affectionate. However, I want my woman also to walk confidently in the, I'm kind of stuttering on my words, in the sense where,
okay, take your time. Break
she
it on
knows, it. Yes, yeah. Well, she knows that we're in a relationship. We're together. She doesn't have to question my loyalty, and she's secure in the fact that we're in a monogamous, committed. You know, even though we're dating, it's just you, and you don't have to be concerned. You don't have to be insecure. I'm with you, and you don't have to check my phone. You don't have to, be calling people around. I am committed to you, and I really would like. That's a deal breaker for me. Someone that's secure in our relationship. That's probably more exactly what I'm trying to say. I want her to be secure in our relationship.
Security is really important. That's a really big thing. What are some ways that, aside from what you shared, that women can show a man that they are secure? Because sometimes women are so busy trying to show men that they're secure, but they end up showing how insecure they are. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. It does. I think it often comes in our interaction as we go out in public and as we, you know, hang out with our families, or if we go to church, or if, you know, we're out together. A woman's security comes across in how she, when we introduce to people, when we come across, you know, if she feels confident in the fact that, you know, we're together and we are sharing a relationship, and she's secure in that, and she's not, you know, wondering, okay, how do you know her, or, you know, did you used to, you know, be in a relationship with her, and she's asking those questions, and One of my deal breakers is, okay, if I'm with you, that you can be confident in that you have my undivided, you know, just my attention is focused on you. So I think often what mm-hmm. women will do is they'll begin to ask questions, well, what was she like, or where was mm-hmm. she, or well, do you have anything going on with her, or she looked at you funny, or, you know, why is she looking at you like that, or, you know, those questions kind of show when a woman is not secure in her relationship. Now
right.
let me also say, you know, the man has a responsibility to be honest up front and to share everything so that there is no reason
mm-hmm.
for her to be insecure. I know that's important as well.
It is. It is. And I'm glad that you said that, because a lot of times, sometimes we, in the midst of, you know, the whole examining who's doing what, we forget about the obvious. We forget about just basic things like honesty and integrity. And, you know, what advice would you have for either a male or a female who deals with someone who perhaps in their previous relationships they weren't honest, but they kind of have, there's some flags, some integrity flags are coming up. Should they give them the benefit of the doubt and continue on, or should they call them out on that? What should they do?
Well, that's tough. I think you have to call it out, but it really has to be in a loving, supportive manner, because very often people, when they lie or when they're not integrous, usually it has to do with their insecurities or their fear that they might lose the relationship, or fear that, you know, some skeleton or something might come out of the closet. So I think what the mate or what the partner has to do is the partner has to assure the person, you know, who they're with, hey, I'm going to be with you. I love you. I support you. And I want you to know that. However, I don't feel like you were completely honest, you know, in this last situation where we were talking about. Why do you feel the need to fabricate or to make up the lie or to, you know, I want you to feel comfortable enough to be truthful with me, and how can I make our relationship comfortable enough for you to feel, you know, confident in sharing truthfully with me? So it kind of takes the heat off of them, so they don't get on the defensive. And you're letting them know that you value, you know, truth, and you value integrity, and you're giving them a forum or an opening, you know, to straighten things out and to be truthful.
I love that. What I love the fact that you started going into those strategies. While we're still doing, you know, tonight we're talking about 50 Shades of Clarity, and the reason why I did that was because, for one, I kept thinking about it, and I said, you know, everybody says 50 Shades of Gray, and I get it, but there's dual meanings to that, because a lot of people always say that there's a gray area, but my thing is, there really aren't any gray areas. The gray areas are prefabricated. It's either a truth or a lie. It's either black or white. It's either light or dark. So, I'm going to need 50 Shades of Clarity. So no matter which way I look at it, it's going to be the same. Does that make sense?
Yes. And it's so important, I think, Toy, at the beginning of the relationship to really establish that clarity, because you're building a foundation, and you want to build the foundation of your relationship with integrity, truthfulness, honesty, and you don't want there to be any gray areas. You want to know that you're building your foundation on, like I said, truth and honesty, and that's so important at the beginning of a relationship.
It really is. It really is. What we're going to do, we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll kind of wrap up with some comments. And I am just so enjoying this conversation. Ladies and gentlemen, this 50 Shades of Clarity conversation is just one for the books. And I'm glad I was able to start it off with you as my guest for this particular series. And I would definitely love for you to come back. And we'll talk a little bit about your book when we come back out of the break and do some closing comments. How does that sound?
That sounds great. Thanks, Toy.
Awesome. You're welcome. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be right back right after this.
One, two, one, two. Here we go.
Above it all. me down. Pulled it together and I pulled myself out. Learned a lesson that there's a lot you gotta go through, hell yeah. But that's what got me strong, I got no regrets. And I got only love, got no bitterness. Count my blessings, yeah. I'm proud of every tear, yeah. Cause they got me here. I'm grateful for the storm, made me appreciate the
Ignite Your Life with Toy Parker, here with Dayon McLaren Johnson. Awesome, awesome, amazing guest. We're having some blazing, amazing conversation during our 50 Shades of Clarity series. And everybody who's thinking, what's the 50 Shades of Clarity? See, here's the thing. No matter which way you look at it, it's always going to be the truth. And that is what really matters in the end for every situation in love, life, and business. And tonight we're talking about love and relationships. And we want to give you an opportunity. Tell us about your latest book. Tell us about, I think it's The Legend of Khandu.
You got it, Toy. That's it. That's it.
Awesome.
Well, the Legend of Khandu is a leadership fable. And what that means is it's a story, it's a narrative, and the main character is a lion. And as a cub, he is mistakenly adopted by a herd of sheep. So this herd of sheep finds this little fuzzy fur ball, and they adopt Khandu, and they raise him up. And after a period of time, they realize that something is terribly wrong, because this little furball is no longer little, and it's got this different kind of hair, and it's got these big teeth, and they realize that something is desperately wrong. Meanwhile, you've got this lion who is being raised by sheep, and he doesn't know that he is a lion. He grows up thinking that he's a sheep. And so the story is about him stepping into identity, finding out who he is, stepping into purpose, leaving the sheep-like surroundings, and stepping into who God has created, or who he was created to be, a lion and a leader. And so at the end of the book, I have an integration section, a chapter that's devoted to talking about identity, talking about stepping into purpose, and setting goals as leaders, and how we can lead our organizations, lead our families, lead ourselves, lead our tribes, or whoever we are in relationship with. So that's a little glimpse of The Legend of Khandu.
Awesome. I love it. I love it. So, ladies and gentlemen, and where can they find it? I did put your website in the group, the Ignite Your Life group, and where else can they find it?
Thank you so much. Yes, you can go on my website, which is DeonMcLaurinJohnson.com or TheLegendOfKondo.com. And Kondo is spelled K-O-N-D-O-O. And Kondo, by the way, is Swahili for sheep. And so that's where I got that name from. Or you can actually type in The Legend of Kondo on Amazon. And it's also being carried by Amazon. You can also get the ebook if you go online and go onto my website. It's available in that format also. I'm in the process of working on the audiobook, and that should hopefully be available midsummer.
Awesome. Awesome. I love it. I love it. And we have a few minutes. We have about 5 minutes left in the show. And what I wanted to do was give some kind of some parting thoughts for our listeners tonight. In terms of clarity and having a clear vision for your life, what words would you like to share with our audience tonight?
You know, it's amazing that we were talking about relationships. I think it's very important that not only in our relationships, but as individuals, that we take the time to articulate what our vision, what our goals are, what our purpose is. So you want to do that as an individual, and like we were talking about tonight, Toy, you want to do that in your relationship, and you want to sit down and write those goals and those visions down. I really appreciate how we started out our show, your show tonight, Toy, and we were writing down, you know, exactly what our expectations are and where we're trying to go. That is so important for us as individuals. You know, very often we keep things in our head. We don't write them down. We just kind of think that we have them, you know, locked away in our brain. But, you know, Toy, once you write those down, it adds a dimension to it that prompts you and your next move to begin acting on what you've written down. So you write those goals down and you put them on your mirror, you put them on your refrigerator, you keep them in your wallet or in your purse or whatever. And every day you pull those goals out, and it gives you that strength and that fortitude to continue to press forward, to do whatever you are destined to accomplish. So, you know, in the book, in The Legend of Kondo, that is something that the lion had to do after he realized that he was a lion. He had to then begin to look at his skill set, look at his his ability, and then determine, okay, now that I've got these God-given skills and this ability, how am I going to achieve, you know, the destiny and the purpose for which I was created? And so I think that applies to all of us on an individual level and even in our relationships. So, Toy, I would strongly encourage people when I in the integration section in The Legend of Kondo, you know, I give a couple of points that go along with this. And the first one is to surrender your sheep card, and that is really to pull away from the negative imagery, the negative thoughts, the negative people, the negative surroundings, to really pull away from that and to step into positive thoughts and positive energy and positive people that will help you achieve your goal. And then at that point, you have to cross the river. You have to leave that negativity and step on to the west bank of destiny, is what I like to call it. And then once you get over to that destiny, like I said, it's important that you begin to articulate your vision and then go through the important steps of implementing your vision. You know, Toy, one thing that we mentioned while we were talking, how, you know, even if you're in a dead-end job and you're frustrated, if you can just write down where you want to be by the end of the year or where you see yourself in 2 to 3 years, and then on a daily basis do something that's going to put you toward that goal. Even that dead-end job, like you said, can be a fertile ground where you can begin moving forward into destiny and purpose. So I would leave that with our callers, Toy. I just really appreciate how it's amazing how the call began, and now how we're circling around, and that's, you know, how we can achieve our goals, whether it's relational and getting rid of the shades of gray and really getting that clarity that we need.
Mm-hmm. Well, you are most welcome, and that's the wonderful thing about, I just feel so blessed, and I'm really glad that, you know, I have to give credit where credit is due. God gave me the inspiration to do it, and so I stepped out on faith with it because I knew it would be a brand new concept, especially in terms of a term that's normally not used in terms of shades. So I stepped out on faith completely with it once I got that revelation. I said, you know what? I want to do a show about it and even start a program with it. And so I should thank you for being a part of it tonight, because this was the inaugural series one, you know, like the initial series conversation starter. So I really appreciate you being a part of it. And it's just been an amazing night. And I always say this at the end of every show. I say it every time. And this is no exception. Time flies when you're having fun. So I definitely would love to have you back if you're willing to come back.
I would love to come back, Toy. I would love to.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. And ladies and gentlemen, just want to kind of let you know that if you're in a situation, in a place in your life where you don't feel that you have clarity, I want you to be sure to circle back to that original exercise at the beginning of the show and sit down and write what you do want. The only way to know what you want is to go ahead and think about it and meditate on that. A lot of times people say, well, I don't know what's going on in my life and this, that. And you're speaking that in back into your life. And then you wonder why you're going around in circles, like the old school song, got me going in circles. But yeah, so you're doing that because you keep talking about it. So I'm going to need you to change your conversation. I want you to ignite your life, and I want you to shift your belief system. Because remember that your belief becomes thoughts, and your thoughts become spoken words, which become your actions. And so even with those spoken words, it's what you write as well. So speaking is more than just talking, but that's another conversation for another show. And we're coming to a close tonight. I have a few announcements at the end of the show. Definitely want you to stick around to listen to. But guess what? We're going to do it all again next week. And we'll be talking about business and finance during our Money Blueprint Momentum series, which we'll have more blazing, amazing conversation with another blazing, amazing guest. Thank you so much, Dan, for joining me tonight. And Oh my goodness, we'll definitely do it again. You're welcome, you're welcome. We'll definitely do it again. Have a great night, everyone.
Thanks so much for joining us today. And until next time, join our hashtag Ignite Your Life Facebook group for more sparks during the week to help you ignite your life and live the epic life now you deserve today. Always remember, love people, trust God, pray always, and expect victory.